From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and you're listening to The Conversation. In his State of the Union address, President Obama said he wants the federal government to work with states to provide preschool for every four-year-old from low and moderate-income families. The president's plan would expand Early Head Start, the federal program designed to prepare children from low-income families for school, and it would broaden quality child care for infants and toddlers. Critics say the federal money could be squandered on ineffective programs. The New York Times reports that in the 2010-2011 school year, 28% of all four-year-olds in the United States were enrolled in state-financed preschool programs, but only five states have a stated objective of offering preschool slots to all four-year-olds. Washington is not one of them. To find out more about how we're doing with preschool, we're joined by Democratic Representative Ruth Kakey. She chairs the Early Learning and Human Services Committee and represents the 32nd District, which includes North King County and South Snohomish County. Ruth Kakey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So 28% of four-year-olds nationally are in a state-funded preschool. What about the percent of four-year-olds in our state in state-financed preschool?
Well, between our state-funded preschool program and Head Start, we're closer to about half of the children. But we, as a legislature, have looked at the cost-benefit of early childhood education, and the cost-benefit is much greater for low-income children because we really want kids to come to kindergarten on an even playing field. So focusing on those low-income children is what we have done, and we actually passed a bill a few years ago stating that we would serve all eligible 3- and 4-year-olds by 2019. So we're on a path to try to do that.
You mentioned half of those young people are in preschool in our state. Is that quite a bit higher than the national average? Is that quite a bit better than other states?
Well, we have a state preschool program, and many states don't. So when you combine Head Start and our state preschool program, we are serving more.
Remind us why there is so much emphasis on preschool and early childhood education. What are the known benefits?
Well, the benefits are doing better in school and reaching school ready. We know that when children reach kindergarten and they're way behind their peers, that most of them never catch up, and they figure out pretty quickly that they are far behind. So getting them a good start in kindergarten is really critical, and pre-K really helps do that. I have to say Washington really looks at this as a birth to five issue. We know from the work that's being done at the University of Washington and other universities on infant brain development that 85% of a child's brain, the development happens between birth and 3 years old. So it's that's the time where they really need to experience a language-rich environment and experience-rich environment and have a loving, nurturing caregiver. So we have some funding in home visiting for very high-risk parents to help them and support them in giving that good start to their babies. And we do want to expand that and also make sure that we have high-quality child care available.
You know, there was a early learning organization that took a look at our preschooling, found it to be very high quality, but they did say it wasn't offered to enough students. Do you think that's a
right.
fair criticism?
Well, I do, and that's why the legislature is committed to expanding our early childhood preschool program for all eligible children by 2019.
Are you going to have the money to do that this year? Because as you're well aware, you've got your K-12 money that you have to come to meet the McCleary decision. Some estimate that could be $1 billion this year. Will there be enough more money available to do this birth to five?
Well, the governor did put $50 million into Governor Gregoire into her budget for expansion of our preschool. And I actually have a bill that's going to be heard tomorrow in Early Learning and Human Services that would both expand ECAP and really improve the quality of our child care and fund home visiting. And those that would be phased in over time with the money in the Initiative 502 that's dedicated to the general fund.
You're a Democrat with Keiki. What are you hearing from the other side of the aisle? You think you're going to get enough support to get this through?
Well, it does have bipartisan support. There are some Republicans on the bill, and I've talked to the chair of the Education Committee over in the Senate, and he thinks he's enthusiastic about it. So I think this legislature really understands the importance of early learning. We've been watching the research for years, and we're looking at what's happening in our K-12 system and the McCleary decision. And there's a growing consensus that getting children to that kindergarten door on an even playing field is the best way that we can assure they succeed in school. It really will improve the outcomes.
State Representative Ruth Keiki, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
She chairs the House Early Learning and Human Services Committee.